Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the APAC Assistance Director. I'm looking at the main issues in South Asia this Friday, the 1st of February. Firstly, in India. Yesterday, the opposition parties in the eastern state of West Bengal appealed to the Election Commission to deploy central police forces in the state during the upcoming general elections in April this year. The objective, to ensure the conduct of a free and fair election. The general elections coincide with the state elections in April. Representatives of the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Congress Party, and other left-wing parties demanded that central forces should be deployed under the control of the Election Commission and not under the control of state police officials. Election-related violence in the state poses a major threat to the security of civilians and businesses in the state. The opposition parties pressed for their demand by citing the violence that plagued the state last year during local elections. The ruling Trinamool Congress Party has, however, accused the opposition of orchestrating the clashes. Clients are advised to avoid all political events in the state ahead of the general elections. In Sri Lanka, two people were arrested with 3 kilograms of heroin worth US$200,000 in Kiribathguda town, east of Colombo, yesterday. The suspects were arrested during a raid carried out by the Terrorism Investigation Division. In another raid by the police, Narcotics Bureau, two people were arrested for smuggling cannabis in Jaffna in northern Sri Lanka last night. Police seized 42 kilograms of cannabis from the suspects. Drug trafficking by criminal gangs is a major concern for law enforcement agencies in Sri Lanka. Recent hauls see this as indicate this as a rising problem. More than 200 people were killed in gang-related murders last year, most of which were drug-related. Clients are advised to be aware of the drug-related violence in Colombo and other major cities. Avoid nightlife areas where the drug gangs are known to be active. You can get more info on us by email at info@apacassistance.com, on our LinkedIn profiles, and also at www.apacassistance.com, where you can either purchase a membership or look at our production and on a pay-per-view basis purchase it. Thank you.